Daddy, is that you? I'm in here. No, you didn't wake me up. I was already. Was already awake. No, it's okay. I don't mind that you were late. How was your. How's your day? No, I still don't feel any better. The medicine that you talked about in your note? Yeah, it tasted nasty, but I took it. Daddy, I took the medicine, I promise. Princesses don't lie. I know I said I didn't like it when you called, but I did just like you told me to. I had one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and I said I'd be good, Daddy. I said know, Daddy. It's just that I feel so sick and snuffly and. You weren't here to make me soup or bring me Mr. Rabbit when I couldn't find him. And you weren't even here at bedtime to give me cuddles or read me a story. And you know I don't like sleeping without you. Your bed's so big and cold and I'm just small and even though it smells like you, it's just not the same when you're not here. Scary. No, I'm not mad at you. I'm just. I'm not sulking. No, I'm not. You're being mean. Okay. I forgive you. Daddy. Will you come cuddle me a bit so I can go to sleep? I can't stay mad at you for very long. If you promise to go find Mr. Rabbit, I'll cuddle up on your lap just the way you like it, with my head snuggled up against your neck. And we can keep reading The Little Mermaid. Oh, yay. Oh, what do I say? Oh, thank you, Daddy. Okay, I'll go get the story. You found Mr. Rabbit. Where was he? He was hiding again. Oh, you're the best, Daddy. Okay, I'm coming. Missed you, Daddy. It's not the same when you're not around. You make me feel warm and safe. What? Why are you giving me that look? Well, I know it's your shirt, but. Well. None of mine felt cozy enough, and yours was just lying there. I just like how cuddly it is. You know, it almost comes down to my knees like a dress when I'm wearing it, and it feels like a big hug. Okay. We're on page 11, aren't we? Why did you stop? You want me to read? Oh, well, I suppose you're right. It is good practice for all the long words. Okay, where are we? Then she dived deeply under the dark waters, rising and floating falling with the waves, until at length she managed to reach the young prince, who was fast losing power of swimming in that stormy sea. His limbs were failing him, his beautiful eyes were closed, and he would have died if not the little mermaid had come to his assistance. She held his head above the water and let the waves drift them. Drift them where they... Daddy, what are you doing? Keep breathing? In the morning, the storm had ceased, but not a single fragment of the ship could be seen. The sun rose up red from the glowing water, and its beams brought back the hue of health to the prince's cheeks, but his eyes had remained closed. The mermaid kissed that... I can't read if you keep doing that. Daddy, that's not fair. You know I like it when you kiss my shoulders. Ow, ow! Ow! Okay, okay. I'll keep reading. No teeth. Ow. Oh, I've lost my place. The mermaid kissed his high, smooth forehead and stroked back his wet hair. He seemed to her like the marble statue in her little garden. And she kissed him again and wished that he might live. Presently, they came in sight of land. And she saw a large building, whether a church or convent she could not tell. Orange and... It's cold when you pull back the covers. What are you... Please don't stop, Daddy, please. Oh, I want your fingers. Pretty, please. Pretty, please. What? Oh, I can't read like this. I can't even think straight. I can't even... Okay, okay. Near the coast were beautiful green forests, and close by stood a large bay. Orange and green citron trees grew in the garden. Before the door stood lofty palms. The sea here formed a little bay. Oh, God, Daddy, please, please, I need to, please, I need, Daddy, why do you always make me say it? Why do you, okay, please. Let me come. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, please, please. Oh, bees know how to tire me out. Yeah, I think I'll be able to sleep now. But only if you stay with me. Daddy, stay with me.